This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 2nd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Titus, chapter 3, verses 4 to 5. It says there, "But when the kindness and love of God our Savior was revealed, He saved us. It was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of His own mercy that He saved us, through the Holy Spirit, who gives us new birth and new life by washing us." End of quote. I do not know really what you are going through. You see, I do not need to know it either. Several years ago, one major incident happened in my life. That's the time I understood the true nature of the people around me. God opened my eyes to understand that generally people would not be with you when something bad happens in your life. They typically try to stone at you. However, there are few faithful, truly born-again Christians who would be with you in those times. Many would not. I tasted the goodness of some people and the discrimination and distaste of other people when I faced difficulties. That was a big learning experience in my life. However, do you know what? Listen to this. God steps in closer to you when all others step out of your life. He would show you who is truly born again and who got the grip of the grace of God and who are the fake ones. Life has a lot to learn through bad experiences than through good experiences. Beloved, I am saying from my own personal harsh experiences, no matter what worse things happen in your life, you can live with the expectation and hope in the midst of it. God's mercy, kindness is available right where you are now. The reason is, your performance or good deeds are not the basis of God's acceptance. Today's insight says, it was not because of any good deeds that we ourselves had done, but because of His own mercy that He saves us. You see, God's mercy, kindness, and love toward you is the basis of your salvation and deliverances. You may think you are better than others when it comes to purity and holiness. Listen, it is only a false estimation. You cannot make God loves you more by becoming more holy, although people may teach this. This is not what the Bible teaches. God loves with His perfect love, no matter who you are. Jesus loved the Samaritan woman, the woman caught in the adultery, and Zacchaeus, the tax collector. In contrast, Jesus hated the outward complex, superiority complex, and just the outward pious hypocrisy of the Pharisees, the religious leaders, who thought they are for the purity of the doctrines, the law, and the pursuit of perfect holiness. His mercy and kindness and love are for those who know and admit that they are imperfect. You see, God's basis is His kindness, love, mercy, not performances. And God's mercy is available at the moment you turn to His Son, Jesus Christ. The very next verse, verse 6 says, God pours out the Holy Spirit abundantly on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. End of quote. This is the reason why I said you can live with expectation and hope, because of the awareness that He loves and cares about you, no matter what circumstances you are faced with. You see, no mess is big enough for Him to forgive and clean. No sins and imperfections are out of the scope of God's mercy and grace. God gives new birth and a brand new life by washing and cleansing you. Listen, no matter what you did, and no matter where you have been, God is not against you. God is your Savior. He reveals His kindness and love toward you right now. He wants to help and save you. His help and salvation are not based on the performances that you have done. It is solely based on His own mercy. He gives His mercy in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. He abundantly pours out His Holy Spirit inside you and makes you a brand new creation, an honorable vessel for Him. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you reveal your kindness and mercy in and through your Son, Jesus Christ. I place my hope in you, Lord. Your deliverances and salvation are not based on my performances, but your mercy. I plead for your kindness, mercy, and forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ, because He died and rose again in my place for all of my imperfections and sins. Please make me a brand new creation, an honorable vessel for you. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.